Well, welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts for this Easter Sunday morning. It's also known as Resurrection Sunday because when Jesus was raised from the dead, he broke that bondage over sin and death. But, you know, I'm thinking about Easter. What is Easter? Well, yeah, I think there's a lot of confusion, and I hear it all the time, regarding what Easter Sunday is all about. For some, Easter Sunday is about the bunny. I don't know where that came from, but it's about the bunny. Colorful, decorated Easter eggs and Easter egg hunts. And yeah, we had one last Saturday for the kids, but I saw some of the adults were out there looking for the colored eggs too. But I really truly think that most people understand that Easter Sunday has something to do with the resurrection of Jesus. That's why I call it Resurrection Sunday. In fact, Easter only appears in the Bible one time. But that's the way the world interprets Resurrection Sunday as Easter. You can't throw the baby out with the bathwater, but Easter Sunday is about the resurrection of Jesus. But are we confused as to how the resurrection is related to these Easter eggs and the Easter bunny? Well, biblically speaking, there's absolutely no connection between the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the common modern traditions related to Easter Sunday. But a little background. If you read an article on the origins of Easter, you'll essentially find out what occurred in that order to make Christianity more attractive to non-Christians. You got to remember that in the day of Jesus and right after his resurrection, the Romans were pretty much in charge. And then you got Constantine, who formed the what we call the Roman Catholic Church. So what he did, he wanted to get people to come to Christianity. And he mixed the celebration of Jesus' resurrection with celebrations that involved the spring fertility rituals. So these spring fertility rituals are the source of the egg and bunny traditions. I love the bunny. Well, the Bible makes it clear that Jesus was resurrected on the first day of the week, which is Sunday. In Matthew chapter 28, Mark 16, Luke 24, and also in John's Gospel, all four talk about the resurrection of Jesus Christ from a different perspective, but they are telling the truth about Jesus being raised from the dead. Now, Jesus' resurrection, I think, is most worthy of being celebrated. You can find that in 1 Corinthians 15. While it's appropriate for Jesus' resurrection to be celebrated on Sunday, the day which Jesus' resurrection is celebrated not to be referred to as Easter, because Easter really has nothing to do with the resurrection of Jesus Christ on a Sunday. But as a result, many Christians feel strongly that the day on which we celebrate Jesus' resurrection should not be referred to Easter Sunday. Rather, like I do, I refer it a lot to Resurrection Sunday. And I think it's more appropriate and biblical that we refer to it as Resurrection Sunday. For Christians, it's sometimes unthinkable that we would allow the silliness of Easter eggs and Easter bunny to be focused on the day instead of Jesus. But, you know, the world has called this Easter. And get the kids involved. And it gives us an opportunity to really and truly teach and proclaim the truth of Scripture. So I think it's an okay thing to say Easter, and people understand that, but then I think it's our responsibility to tell folks really what Resurrection Sunday is all about and really what Easter is supposed to talk about. Not bunnies, but the resurrection of Christ. But I think by all means, if we celebrate the resurrection on Easter Sunday, Christ's resurrection is something that should be celebrated, here you go, church, every day, not just once a year. Every day of our life, because of the resurrection, we are promised, if we accept it as truth, we have eternal life. So at the same time, if we go to celebrate Easter Sunday, we should not allow the fun and the games to distract our attention from really what the day should truly be all about. The fact that Jesus was resurrected from the dead, and that his resurrection demonstrates that we can indeed be promised an eternal home in heaven by receiving Jesus of Nazareth as our Lord and Savior. Well, I think we ought to study God's Word a little bit more and fellowship a little bit more and learn all about Jesus. You know, he is in the Bible from the beginning, resurrection, and at the end. From Genesis to Revelation. The Old Testament, Jesus concealed. New Testament, Jesus is revealed. And he not only came, but he promised to come back soon. And we look forward to that. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Well, this is also a time that we recognize people that are on our prayer list. And we certainly want to come into a prayer of agreement with them and for them. But, you know, it's wonderful. And as you hear me say so many times, you need to talk to God yourself. Oh, I can't do that. Yeah, just like talking to a friend or talking. God wants to talk to you through his word, through his Holy Spirit, so talk to him. Jesus said, if you want, you don't have to go around shouting it like the Pharisees, and so go into your prayer closet where you got some quiet time and talk to God. Yeah, it's easy. Just talk to him. What's on your mind? Sometimes I just say, Daddy, I'm bummed out today. Can I crawl up on your lap and get a hug? And he'll do that. It's amazing. So talk to God today. That's what we call prayer. And we do come in a prayer of agreement because intercessory prayer is important with those that we know about that need a touch from God. But also pray to learn how to talk to God yourself. It's important because the disciples also were wondering about prayer. And when they were with Jesus, you know, they walked everywhere they went. But at the end of the day, they were tired, so they stopped and built a fire and made something to eat and fellowship for a little bit, and then Jesus would go off by himself. And it puzzled them. So when he came back, they said, Lord, why do you go off by yourself like that? He said, well, guys, you know I am God in the flesh. And being I'm in the flesh, just like you guys, I get tired, I get hungry, and I need to talk to the Father. Talk to the Father. Can we do that? He said, yeah, you sure can. Let me give you a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with as we pray the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us, hear this church, from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Hope and pray you have a wonderful resurrection Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Resurrection should be celebrated every day. Have a wonderful, blessed day with family and friends this weekend.